Music, Namibia's heart and soul, Fresh FM.
You are tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9. It's a beautiful Thursday. That's the Thursday just before Friday. 10:42 is your time check. And I did mention we have a special guest in studio, courtesy, that is, of the High Commission of Malaysia. Joining me live in studio is Dr. Mohamed Ramiz. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Atta.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad to have you here. It's an honor and a pleasure.
It's an honor for me as well.
To have you. Now, you're going to be having a night market, the Malaysia night market, that's going to be kicking off on the 27th of this month. Now, let's talk a bit about it. What is the main purpose and objective behind that is the night market and essentially having it in conjunction with the 60th Malaysia Day celebration?
Thank you very much. Anyway, people will think that night market is actually a market that's supposed to be held at night.
Yes.
But then we have it in the afternoon by virtue that we wish many to come for the event at our High Commission office in Windhoek. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're having it in conjunction with our 60th anniversary of the so-called Malaysian Day is to celebrate the where Malaysia was formed together. As you know, Malaysia actually achieved its independence on 31st of August, 1957.
Okay.
But then after, in 1963, on 16th of September, to be exact, we were formed to become Malaysia by the joining of the Borneo State, Sabah and Sarawak, and also Singapore.
Okay.
And then Singapore left Malaysia in 1965. So, by that virtue, we formed Malaysia, and it's 60th anniversary since 1963.
Wow.
And the fact that we're having that function, first of all, we will have the so-called formalities, mm-hmm. where we will invite some ministers from Namibia, as well as the diplomats from here, as well as the media.
Okay.
And then we have the so-called the toast to the King of Malaysia, toast to the government of Malaysia, people of Malaysia, and reply of toast to the President as well as the people and government of Namibia. Mm-hmm. And we have the flag raising ceremony and those official things.
Yes.
And then we have the night market probably after the event, probably around 2 o'clock or 2:30, mm-hmm. until the it ends at 6 o'clock on the day.
Fantastic. Now, you did mention it is a market, right? What exactly can we expect with reference to food? Do we expect some Malaysian cuisines and some good food? What can we expect with reference to also that, the food types and the cultural performances as well?
Very true, Arthur. In fact, we're going to expose our Malaysian delicacies as well as Malaysian cultural performance. We're going to have so-called food in varieties like the satay, which is a skewered kind of chicken and meat.
Okay.
And it's brae. And we hope that people will enjoy the satay. And then we have also the so-called peanut sauce, which goes in tandem with the satay. Satay is actually a Malaysian kind of food, mm-hmm. Where people do enjoy at night. So that's why we assemble it together at that as a night market thingy.
Yes.
And then we are going to have also some fried noodles. We're going to have the coconut rice we call nasi lemak. Mm-hmm. It's well known in Malaysia. If you go to Malaysia, which is located in Southeast Asia, nasi lemak is a well-known dish among Malaysians and also foreigners as well.
Okay.
And in addition to it, we're going to have some Malaysian cakes like pisang goreng, banana fritters, apam balik, which is like so-called peanut kind of cake, pancakes. And then we're going to have also a type of dish, type of drink. We call it the condensed milk with syrup drinks. Mm-hmm. So these are the Malaysian food and delicacies that we're going to promote during the event.
Yes.
And as you mentioned just now, Arthur, we're going to also have our cultural performance. Mm-hmm. And this cultural performance is going to exhibit the way of life, how Malaysia, evolved.
Yes.
And we're going to have the so-called the silat performance. Silat is a martial art.
Okay.
You have taekwondo, yeah? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have karate, though. Silat is actually a Malay kind of martial art performance where we attune during a certain specific occasion. And we're going to have that.
Wow.
And in addition, we're going to have a batik, Batik is actually a Malaysian national dress,
mm-hmm.
and where we're going to have the batik performance performed
wow.
by Namibians themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to have the batik and they're going to perform it. And in addition, we're going to have some Malaysian dance, traditional dance,
mm-hmm.
in tune with the Malaysian song, Lingguis. And we're going to have also the kompang. Kompang is a kind of a drum, but it's made from what you call it, the leather of the cow.
Okay.
And it's tuned in accordance to the songs. There will be four or five songs. We'll be tuning it. And we hope that they will enjoy it. And lastly, we're going to have a wedding performance.
A wedding performance.
A wedding performance and a Malay wedding performance.
Wow.
And the actor and actress will be Namibians. And they're wearing the Malaysian so-called dress.
Yes.
And they will love it. And then they will see how the Malay dress, they will attune with the kompang. There will be some flower bedded, we call it bunga manggar. And we will be escorting the bride and the bridegroom. And they will be seated. And then we will ask the VVIP
mm-hmm.
to also put some kind of turmeric powder plus water on it as a rose water to indicate these are the things that we do in Malaysia when it comes to wedding performance of wedding ceremony of the Malay.
Mm-hmm.
And for your information, Arthur, we have like three predominant races in Malaysia, which is Malay, mm-hmm. Chinese and Indian. So wow. this is the so-called the Malay kind of wedding performance that we're going to expose to people attending the event.
Wow. It sounds like it's going to be quite the event. Now, you also mentioned a couple of these Malaysian cuisines. Now, I'd like to ask, which one is your favorite Malaysian traditional food cuisine?
The best will be, of course, when we go to Malaysia and eat there. Yeah. But satay is the best.
Satay.
I hope that you will come as
yes.
well. You are officially invited
okay.
to come. Please do come, enjoy. And it's a lovely food. Of course, the so-called we will invite guests like you and media and few others. And at the same time, we also invite the public to enjoy. When they enjoy it, it is going to be a minimum cost in order to cover for the costing, etc., etc. But the mm-hmm. most important thing is to enjoy the day.
Yes.
If you don't buy, it doesn't matter. But enjoy the day.
Awesome. Now, to essentially participate within this event, how can individuals and businesses be part of the night market? Is it invite-based only, or is it open to the public and want to apply to be part of it? How does it work?
As I mentioned just now, the formality will be, the first hour will be to invite the VVIPs
mm-hmm.
In conjunction with the National Day of Malaysia. The 60th anniversary, and thereafter we will open it to the public.
Okay.
In fact, when we open to the public, everybody can come there, enjoy the spectacular show, enjoy also the food that we're going to sell. And of course, the proceed of the selling will be provided for certain charity organization in Namibia.
Yes.
We're going to give them something back, you know.
Wow.
It's important.
Fantastic. Now, let's quickly dive into Malaysia's candidacy for the IMO Council for next year and the year after. That's 2024 to 2025.
Yeah.
Now, what are the key priorities or goals associated with this particular candidacy?
The International Maritime Organization is actually the organization in charge of the maritime. And Malaysia has been the member of IMO since 1971.
Wow, okay.
And we have been in the so-called Board of Management of IMO since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be our 10th time we are running for the so-called Candidacy Council C.
Okay.
And as you know, Malaysia is a littoral state. We have the Straits of Malacca, where the passage of sea from east to west, like for example, people transporting Namibia, transporting things from Namibia to Japan, they have to go through the Straits of Malacca.
Mm-hmm.
And Malaysia controls the Straits of Malacca by having the vessel traffic system, etc., etc. By virtue of being a candidate and being elected again mm-hmm. as the candidate for the IMO Council, then it will ensure that the vessel traffic system, where all the passage of container, like around 26 thousands, millions, and 100,000 of shipping crossing every year to that passage, is being what we call it safeguarded properly and secured. And also, we want to ensure the emission of so-called gas green emission through the sea is not the sea's not been polluted as such. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that why Malaysia wishes to vie for the post the 10th time. And we hope that we can also promote the so-called participation of women. Yes. Into the International Maritime Organization by virtue at that many of the, by being in the council, we will promote women's participation, gender equality. There are many aspects whereby why Malaysia is interested in IMO. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is to ensure and safeguard the so-called passage of sea through the Straits of Malacca.
Yes, fantastic. Now, within this night market, there's essentially three things you are highlighting within that dynamic. Now, initially, it's the 60th, or Malaysia's 60th, that is Malaysia's 60th, the 60th Malaysia Day, rather, the candidacy within the IMO. And then you're also going to be launching the MTCP Alumni Association. Can we talk a bit about the MTCP Alumni Association as well?
The Malaysian Technical Cooperation Program of MTCP actually started in the early 70s. And we have been promoting this program to Namibians ever since Namibia gained its independence in 1990. Mm-hmm. As you know, we established our High Commission office in Namibia in 1996, 1 year after you all established your High Commission office in Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. In 1995. And ever since then, there were like 160 over participants from Namibia itself for these courses. It will be either a short course program for 3 weeks. It will also be either a long-term program for 1 year for taking master's or postgraduate study in Malaysia,
okay.
Which is fully sponsored by the Malaysian government, the air ticket, everything, including the stipends. And recently, we have sent two or three Namibians to Malaysia to attend some of the diplomatic courses, the rural and urban agriculture courses, and agrarian or agriculture kind of irrigation courses in Malaysia. We are continuing, and we hope that we have more like 1,000 participants for Namibia, in time to come.
Yes.
By having this this program, we also are going to launch the so-called the MTCP Alumni Association, as rightly said by you. Mm-hmm. The reason why we have this association is in order to ensure that those who actually went to Malaysia, absorbed the training for the past few years, they'll come back to Namibia and pour in their energy, their own technical know-how and skills in order to improve the livelihood of Namibians.
Yes.
And the society. It's a win-win kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And by having this Alumni Association, firstly, to be established here, we can continue, the High Commission Office of Malaysia can continue to establish a good rapport. Mm-hmm. See where else we can assist Namibia and where else we're going to have a win-win synergy between Malaysia and Namibia.
Exactly. And I think a mutualistic approach to certain things is always very important. Thank you so much, Mr. Mohamed, for joining us in studio and bringing us an informative chat. Now, the Malaysian Night Market for this year is going to be happening on Wednesday, 27 September 2023. That's from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm definitely going to be there.
Please, thank you.
Fantastic.
And it's held at the High Commission Office.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and have yourself a wonderful day.
Same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is courtesy, that is of the High Commission of Malaysia, Mr. Mohamed Ramiz, joining us live right here in Studio 1055. Stay tuned. We're diving into one more track as we dive into your future media news. By the way, you can also catch all the news on our website as well as this conversation on our website as well. That's www.freshfm.com.na. For now, this one is called Full Moon. That is by Brandy, right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Fresh FM 1056. Enjoy the good music.